Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Thank you for returning to my channel. This is about Alexander Boris de Pfeffel Johnson. Remember, he's Prime Minister of the United Kingdom from July 2019 till the 6th of September 2022, 2 days before Elizabeth II died. So he served for just over 3 years. Remember him saying as he laid down his premiership, like Cincinnatus, I'm returning to my plough. Now, the classicists amongst you may recognize the allusion to the ancient Roman statesman who was made consul to deal with a war and after only a month or something, had defeated the foe, returned to his farm, pressing invitations to make himself dictator, but he declined because he was only actuated by public service, but was called back to dictatorial power several years later in a moment of the greatest danger when he had to act for the salvation of his people once more. So Johnson thought he'd be called back, and then it almost happened 7 weeks later when Liz Truss screwed up an absolutely record time. So remember, a parliamentary committee found that he behaved grossly unethically, suspended him, and the suspension was so long that automatically kicked him out of his seat. He was no longer an MP. A by-election was triggered in which he was entitled to stand, but he chose not to. And to the surprise of many, the Conservatives saved his Uxbridge and Ruislip South constituency, partly by going hard on ULEZ against the ultra-low emission zone policy of Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London, a Labour man, even though Westminster's got no say over that whatsoever. It's the mayor of London, the London Assembly, nevertheless, is to send a message to Labour, but actually didn't make them back off on ULEZ. And Khan was re-elected next time anyway. So Johnson, going around the world, lecturing, writing his books. Don't see much of him these days. His ninth child has been born, right? He's no spring chicken. He's 61. So what's next for Bojo? Well, will the Tories call him back out of retirement? There was some sort of speculation about this. Kev Madoc's doing so badly. Opinion polls show the Conservatives have a slight bump in the polls from him. But I think they wouldn't go very high. He's yesterday's man. He's finished. How on earth could the Conservative Unionist Party have any credibility if they brought him back when it was his own cabinet who kicked him out? People who he handpicked for their loyalty. They resigned en masse, led by Rishi Sunak, over his mendacity. But there is another possibility. What if he joins Reform United Kingdom? So the Tories are finished. They betrayed me. They've betrayed the Brexit legacy and so on. Got to move for Reform United Kingdom. So Reform UK has hoovered up most of the people who voted Leave. That's 52% of the population. About 32% of them are planning to vote Reform UK, 30% of the population. And now bear in mind, obviously, they were disproportionately older Leave voters. So since 2016, quite a few of them had died. That 52%, you know, that'd be like sort of 49% now and not been replaced by people who've turned 18 since so much. Anyway, so what if Boy George and them? Would it be their secret weapon? Be huge. But that party ain't big enough for the two of us, Nigel Farage would say. Two major egos in that party. And remember that Farage had this unwritten pact with Boris Johnson not to stand against Leaver. Conservative candidates in 2019, which helped the Conservatives win that decisive victory and deliver Brexit by the end of January 2019. So within 6 weeks of that election victory. So, but if he joined them, he is a big beast. He is a former prime minister. That'd be a big boost to them in terms of publicity, to perhaps their credibility in the eyes of some, get the donors in there. Yeah. So Boris wave destroyed the Tories. Well, I think Boris's dishonesty, his incompetence destroyed it. He loosened the immigration rules, but that came in, really took effect after he left. Because remember, it's June 2022, the last coronavirus restrictions were lifted. That's after 2.25 years. And the Conservatives were kicked out of office only 2 years later. And that allowed hundreds of thousands more people to come in, got to net 900,000 in 1 year. But Boris Johnson wasn't around in Parliament when the solids hit the fan. So, and that is what actually gave a massive boost to Reform UK. But could Reform United Kingdom have any logic, any coherence, any credibility, hate to use the word again, if he were to join when he's the man who caused this mass legal immigration? And as I've underscored many times, I'm not against immigration per se, even net immigration, but it has to be a sensible number. Is it like net 100,000 per annum or 200,000 per annum? I don't know what the perfect number is, but I'm not an alarmist on this one as some are. I realize there's got to be a limit. There you see these leftards say open the borders. Really? 10 million a year, 50 million a year, you're being alarmist. I'm not. If you were Bangladeshi, where would you rather live? I mean, not necessarily the United Kingdom, but a wealthy country like Sweden or Australia or Canada or somewhere. You know, if you're from a very underdeveloped country, not wishing to be discourteous, the Central African Republic, Burkina Faso, where would you rather go? Of course you'd like to go somewhere where even the poorest people get three meals a day. Everyone's got electricity. Everyone's got running water. Every child gets to go to school. It's paid for till you're 18. And. You're hugely better off. Well, the street lighting works, where everything is paved, where there's excellent medical care. Of course you would. They're not wicked for seeking a higher standard of living. So there's got to be some sort of limitation. And you think about the carbon emissions per person in the UK versus someone like Afghanistan is way higher. So, you know, you left arms, you can't have it both ways. If you want to save the planet, you have to have people, not some people living in very developed countries which pollute so much. So Johnson coming back, would that really do over the Conservatives? But I mean, would Reform UK even let him in? They say, no, that might be our death knell because we'd be seen to be completely hypocritical. We can't let in someone who allowed so much immigration. And we're saying the Tories are failures and they're finished. And when that would be like accepting him, he would be completely a Judas. Now, I wouldn't put it past Boris to try because he might feel so aggrieved, so betrayed by his own party that kicked him out. Et tu, Brute. You should read my article in 2020 of the Durham when I said that Rishi Sunak would be the next prime minister. And he became prime minister within 2 years of that. Now, admittedly, I didn't foresee the brief hiatus of the Liz Truss premiership coming in between. So Boris can reach parts of the public which wouldn't normally vote for the Conservative Party. Is that true of Reform UK? He's certainly a big character. I think Tigger has lost his bounce. He's not as abundant as he once was. You know, he had coronavirus, he beat it, but that can affect his health permanently. He's known to be completely mendacious, and some leavers perhaps wouldn't forgive him for not going far enough with Brexit, not having a hard Brexit, should have left without a trade agreement. They say that he screwed up the fishing industry and stuff like that. Some of them are libertarians. They dislike the coronavirus lockdowns that he put in, the mask mandates, that kind of thing. And he fiddled whilst Rome burned, said, no, we're not going to do this. No masks, and they're going to carry on shaking hands. And by that, he increased the R number. It started to spread exponentially. Had the lockdown been even a few days earlier, it would have decreased the death toll and everything and the economic impact very appreciably. So if Boris Johnson joined, I think obviously that would be bad for the Conservatives. He is a big beast. Name recognition, all publicity is good publicity. I don't think it would actually boost Reform UK that much, just a bit. It would cause some ructions in the party from people who can't forgive him. Right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecannon790@gmail.com, because I had luncheon with the chairman of a certain Conservative association, and he told me that's the word in the party, that if Johnson joins Reform UK, it's curtains for the Tory party. What do you think?